reaching for an apple. Gonna take a bite. Nope. He gonna breathe on it first. Wipe it on her blouse.
And we're back. Welcome once again to a half-isode. Been a while since we got musically inclined on you, but I have my electric keyboard out, and Mike has his sitar in his lap, and we're ready to play some jams. This is another episode of Mike, Mike, and Oscar. I am your co-host, Mike One. This is co-host also Mike.
Also Mike, I think this is number 13, lucky number 13.
Is it? You kept track?
I think so.
What a company, man.
14. I don't know. But we love doing these music episodes. It was something that we began as a lark.
Yes.
And over the summer, we're like, we want some fun Oscar retrospectives that don't require us to watch five movies.
Exactly.
For one episode
and
of content.
Yeah, and the less than an hour, God willing, of showtime here between us.
We turned into Beavis and Butthead for every music video.
Yes.
And the Mystery Science Theater 3000 for every movie clip.
Yeah.
And now and we're basically coming to you with our talents honed as critics.
And it couldn't be more appropriate. We're doing the 67th Academy Awards retrospective for the Best Original Song category, covering the films of 1994, the 95 Oscars, 67th Oscars, of course, the infamous Oprah Uma joke that has gone down in Oscar lore as maybe the deadest audience reaction ever given to a host's joke. David Letterman up there comparing Oprah's name to Uma's name. Nobody laughed.
This was
nobody
parodied by Family Guy?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, it was not, it didn't receive well, and ironically, Mr. Letterman has never been asked back to host. But nonetheless, we are celebrating The Lion King, the songs of The Lion King. That brand new trailer came out this week that we talked about in MMO Weekly on Monday. It took the world by storm, big Hollywood movie news of the week, and we figured why not, if we're going to do a Best Original Song or a retrospective category recently anyway, we might as well go back to something relevant. So we're going back to the original Lion King from Disney in 1994. These are the best original songs from that category, and we're going to start off. Mike, what's first and what won?
The winner was Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And from The Lion King, music by Elton John, lyrics by Tim Rice.
And I am wearing sparkling glasses as a tribute right now.
Very good.
Can you feel the love tonight? It is where it's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far.
Ugh. Shivers down your spine.
It works. It's a good movie song, right?
What do we got on it?
Reached number 14 on the UK charts, number 4 on the Billboard Top 100, sold 11 million copies worldwide. It was performed in the film by Crystal Edwards, Joseph Williams, Sally Dworsky, Nathan Lane, and Ernie Sabella. Sabella was Pumbaa, Lane was Timon. Joseph Williams, Michael, was the lead singer of Toto.
That's amazing. I didn't know that, first of all, but it also explains just why this song is so damn catchy, because all Toto does is make, like, ear-infesting songs. I hated the song Africa, and then, like, it played as the final song at my buddy's wedding one night, and the dance floor was in flames. People were rocking out. I had a whole new love for it. It was amazing.
It was used in Tour de Pharmacy.
Yes.
And with Andy Samberg there and those idiots. Sally Dworsky was a recording artist of 4 records, and after The Lion King, she went on to sing in Mulan, Prince of Egypt, and Shrek. Nathan Lane, of course, was that Broadway star, movie star, TV star, the rare triple threat in the 90s, 2000s there. That man can sing.
Sure can.
And comedian slash Broadway star Ernie Sabella did a great job as Pumbaa. He'll also perform at the Oscars. At first, they only wanted Simba and Nala to actually sing the song, and that didn't feel right. Then they wanted it to be sung just by Timon and Pumbaa.
That would have been weird.
And that would have been way too weird. And Elton John vetoed that.
Yeah, I think once he signed on, they were like, you know what, let's just have him sing it.
So they finally agree, on Crystal Edwards singing it off screen with a few lines sung by Simba and Nala with the intro by Timon and Pumbaa. So it works in a way where the kids don't have to just be hit over the head with the romance. They can kind of get a comedic entry into it and outro.
Right. And that did work. It fit the kids' movie motif. My question is, this Crystal Edwards woman, she only has two other credits on her IMDb profile other than being on the soundtrack of The Lion King, and one's for a Dr. Seuss TV show as a member of the Turtle Choir. One's for a choir member in Ellen's original NBC sitcom. So it's like, it's exactly what I've been referring to about how Disney didn't always used to be so A-list all the time. True. With their stuff. This was an unknown, it's still a relatively unknown voice.
And they just said that is the voice
the
for
song
this song.
For this song, which made $1 jillion in this movie, yeah. Yes.
So they go with Elton John singing it in the credits of the movie. Of course, he performs at the Oscars. But number one, Michael, rewatching the scene from the movie, how beautiful this animation
is. Yeah, it really is. Disney has just always been head and shoulders above the competition.
Again, I like the entry with Timon and Pumbaa. They're kind of funny.
Sad.
It's so sad. They're tearing up.
It's like you're watching these two kids, they're watching their buddy fall in love right before their eyes, and they realize that even in the animal kingdom, it's going to be your ride or die before your bros you grew up with.
It's all about the bromances.
The friendship's ending, man. The triumvirate is dying.
Look, for asexual adults or young children, one of the two, this entry was useful in terms of Timon and Pumbaa making like silly jokes about their sappy romance.
We're not so different from muskrats and warthogs, you and I.
Now, they're also goofing around, these two animals, throughout the song. So, again, it's not super hit-you-over-the-head romantic until Nala does the lean back.
Yeah, what is that?
Big eyes.
Like, what's going on there? Get a little feline penetration going in our Disney. And they've been known for worse, to be honest. Well,
right.
Maybe not worse, but at least as bad.
But we've seen more slow motion, you know, romantic foreplay. And Take My Breath Away, for instance, from Top Gun. This was not
Which
that.
Was adults.
Right.
Not a G-rated cartoon for children.
Sure. So this fits for kids. I mean, they're like pushing each other in the
pond, it's playful.
And then they're rolling and...
Again, it's like our Wreck-It Ralph 2 takes, is that somebody that hasn't been so soured by life experiences probably views this as totally inoffensive and fine.
Sure.
And then it's just left us to criticize and nitpick.
Now, with the music video, I love the beginning and end of that. They're doing great. The Lion King personnel, storyboard personnel, does great with intros and outros, with prologues and epilogues, Michael, because all of these storyboards for the film are in one room where Elton John is playing a piano.
Literal storyboards, yeah. I looked at this music video, man, and the 90s were a trip. You had some artists and directors figuring out the power of this medium ahead of time, this music video medium. They're pushing the boundaries of technology. They're spreading messages of love and acceptance. The list of memorable videos and performances, you got like Michael Jackson pushing technology with Black or White. Right.
Yes.
Now, Van Halen spreading messages of our world is dying and we got to save it. We got people pushing the boundaries of free speech with Madonna and Nine Inch Nails for Closer and Justify My Love. And then you have like these half-baked ideas, like what if it's Elton John but in an artist studio? And they're like, why, who cares, man, it's just Elton John.
Because the making of Lion King was really cool.
Yeah.
And basically they
drew everything, get it?
Yeah, look at this technological achievement. But look at the color schemes too. Everything's like a hot pink.
Yeah.
Like the neon colors were huge in the 90s. Hot pinks and light blues.
Everything was Lisa Frank'd.
Think about the hats that Will Smith wore through the 90s. Just, you know, oranges and yellows. And I love the colors.
If aliens ever needed to come down, and this may not have even happened in the 90s, but if they need, like, what were the 90s in a single picture, mm-hmm. you just hand them that picture of Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears showing up on that red carpet in the all denim outfits. The denim on denim on denim look.
Speaking of a crazy outfit, though, Mike, Elton John's white jacket collar must have had 74 buttonholes in which or I don't know if I use the right pronoun there, but there are no buttons through any of them. What is that?
It's a fashion statement.
Man. Is that the marching band jacket at Button University? I can't even get through my joke. What is that? I don't know.
He was always ahead of the curve, fashion-wise.
So at the Oscars, it's basically Elton John and his band, and he's just performing on the piano there. He doesn't even look nervous. He doesn't even look phased. He's got the performance down pat where he's playing the piano. He looks at the audience. He smiles. And every time he gives that note for the can, yeah. And every time he gives that note for the love, he hits every note, man.
I was half waiting for Eminem to come out halfway through, though, and do a duet like we did in the Grammys that one year. That would have made it better. But no. And they gave him, I mean, this was all done ahead of time because he was the fifth and final performance of the night, yeah. Right? So you knew he was the hammer performance.
That hammer was performance spot wins yeah. A lot, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
So the next one, Mike, Look What Love Has Done from the movie Junior.
Surprisingly great song. Let's take a listen.
Look what love has done to me. I am not who I used to be. Everything is changing. And I will never be the same. Look at what love has done to us.
Takes about this. This doesn't belong in this movie.
Music and lyrics by James Newton Howard go on to do many a scores. James Ingram, Carol Bayer Sager, and Patti Smyth, performed, of course, by Patti Smyth. So this is the Arnold Schwarzenegger Gets Pregnant movie, and yet we have that beautiful, perfectly wonderful song
so nice,
in there.
Such a nice song.
Right. So the song and the soundtrack, if you didn't know what movie this was from, this could have been from any
high concept movie, right? Like a high drama or something.
I mean, pick a romantic comedy slash, you know, whatever. It could have been like an Anthony Hopkins, Emma Thompson movie for all we know.
Yeah.
Just like the reverse of the sad ones.
Not the Governor of California Getting Pregnant movie.
All right. Now, I'm listening to the song, and I'm not a mature individual.
Of course.
Again, somebody like Ween or the Butthole Surfers from the 90s should have sang for the soundtrack, not Patti Smyth.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of Arnold just shitting out a baby for the entirety of the first listen of this movie, this song.
So we have this song nominated with three other Lion King songs.
Danny DeVito.
It's only the second
Hold
time
my
ever.
Hand.
Second time ever up to this point that a category had three nominees from the same movie, and you're concentrating on the one where Arnold's firing out his own set of twins there.
Was this a fever dream of Ivan Reitman's for like 10 years? Was this like the very bottom of his subconscious that he told his therapist about? His therapist like, you know what? I pay to see that movie.
Well, how did you pitch this to Patti Smyth, though, and get this song out of it? Like, this song is so classy and elegant. It's just so not. All right, but we're going to need it in the movie where Arnold gives birth. The Terminator is going to have a kid.
Yeah, and it's like, it's very ethical. I mean, I like the message she's getting across in the song.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Something I listen to regularly, yeah. Little pick-me-up. But yeah, far too good for this movie. No offense, Arnie, but you're having a kid in this movie. let's go back to The Lion King and the big Nasavenia.
Circle of Life from The Lion King, music by Elton John, lyrics by Tim Rice. performed in the movie by Carmen Twilley, a longtime backup singer for Celine Dion and Whitney Houston.
Pipes.
You know, 20 Feet from Stardom, that documentary.
Yeah, but again, it's still, this is the biggest animated movie of all time, biggest Disney movie of all time, I'm pretty sure, and you're still, these songs are getting done by not Beyonce and Donald Glover at this point,
true,
you know?
By the backup singer for Pink Floyd,
right.
For animated series, for, again, Celine Dion and Whitney Houston. This song, Circle of Life, reached number 11 on the UK charts, 18th on the US. It's been often parodied, Michael.
You don't say.
most notably by Modern Family and South Park, the Circle of P, was it? I think it was something. No, the Circle of, it was Poop. Circle of Poo.
Oh my
this
God.
Is Mr. Hanky.
We need you to stop referencing South Park.
And we also have, most importantly, a parody from President Obama during the White House Correspondents' Dinner. It had to do with his birther controversy, making light of that.
Yes.
This didn't go well.
Come back!
Didn't go well for us or him or the nation, but here we are. One more parody, Michael.
Yeah, there is nothing more important to me or to you now, dear listener, in life about this song than what Screen Junkies did in their honest trailer for The Lion King. It is so incredibly funny and so high concept, and I give them all the credit in the world. I'm going to play a little clip of it now, but if you want the gist of it, go check out Screen Junkies on YouTube. You will be very proud and very glad you did. Hang on a second. He's a threat to our lives. All the animals bowing and clapping. That's all I got from this song, so you can take the rest of this time.
Now, this song is essentially the backdrop to one of the greatest openings ever. Now, I wonder if it takes such a level of greatness to inspire such wonderful parodies, Michael, because Circle of Poo and Screen Junkies,
maybe,
pretty high.
Maybe.
President Obama corresponds. I wonder if that's a fact. But in the movie, I just demand to know how this film did not win Best Production Design or Film Editing. I demand.
I don't understand. What did you want it to win Production Design for? I don't understand. It's an animated film.
I'm going insane.
The production
Isle of Dogs could
anything.
Isle of
No animated film has ever won production design.
Isle of Dogs is going to be nominated for it.
But Isle of Dogs was real physical things.
It has to be physical?
Well, that's how it's been. I mean, there's not been
it's basically staging and set decoration.
Set design. Yeah.
Set decoration. Well, I disagree.
All right.
Because these are the sets designed from my imagination, from my heaven. Africa is my heaven because you have beautiful pelicans fly over the Serengeti with those rivers, over the, you have the antelopes jumping through the mist. Michael,
it's beautiful.
Baby
I'm not
giraffes.
Arguing.
Fine, film editing okay. Then. It's needed to win technical awards. It just shouldn't put in probably, one little Disney category.
It probably should have been up for Best Picture in a loaded year.
I was ready
94.
To gush, and you got me mad.
Oh,
no,
I'm
you're
sorry,
right.
I
but
didn't
you're
understand.
Right. All right, fine. So this montage of animals going to the summit just gave me a million goosebumps, and I do. We're talking with our Twitter friends lately. Another class of friend that we have now in life. Our Twitter friends.
Only class of friend we have now in life.
Our Twitter friends from Film Twitter. They don't really want a Gus Van Sant shot-for-shot remake of this movie. After watching that first three-minute scene, I want a shot-for-shot
I'm
remake
so
of this movie.
I'm so confused about what people want from this
movie. I do. I know,
yeah, so do I. Of course you do.
I don't think. I mean, you can maybe give me some different stuff, make it fun the rest of the way. But shot-for-shot, I want modern technology to reproduce what
those
beautiful artists
did. You want to have your hair blown back by what you can see in whatever real life / CGI is at this point.
Don't F around at all.
I'm totally with you.
The storks, the baby giraffe, Rafiki climbing the summit, Mufasa, and his wife, I don't remember the queen mother's name.
I don't remember.
Anyway, they're nuzzling. I mean, it's just
no, I'm with
beautiful.
You. It was absolutely gorgeous.
How about the sunrise over the first opening of it?
It
and then the Lion King.
Iconic. It's iconic too in cinematic history, and that's kind of what made this movie so great and memorable. And that's, I would argue that this song is probably the most important from the movie because it gave it instant recognition, and you have the Broadway show that came off that's a spinoff of this is instantly recognizable when they play the first note.
Right.
The remake is instantly recognizable when you see the sunrise. You know, like this gave it so much recognition and so much cachet in the pop culture lexicon that I think this may have been the real winner from this category or for this movie, if these 24 years later?
One of the best moments in a Disney animation, I would say. That opening sequence just floored me. And we've seen a lot of good stuff this year. We've watched over 200 movies in 2018. In terms of 2018 movies, never mind the retrospectives.
Yeah,
I have no life. But I tell you, this 3-minute YouTube clip, which I'll post online, watch it again. Watch The Lion King again. Unbelievable. At the Oscars, Michael.
I was confused by this. Well, first of all, Angela Bassett hasn't aged a day since 1994.
True.
All right? She looks exactly the same.
From Black Panther. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. She looks exactly the same still. But why was David Alan Grier tabbed to sing Hakuna Matata? And why combine this song with the performance of Hakuna Matata smushed in the middle of it?
It's a little weird, but the talent is pretty wild because it's like Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, it's a great performance.
It's the prelims to the Lion King Broadway stuff, or did they have the Broadway
if the Broadway play was out yet, but just the presentation, you're going above and beyond. You have all these costumed characters running around and like have an actual set there for them to play on, and then like right in the middle of it, you're breaking out into comedic song.
But they are like world-class dancers going
right
on. Now, and it was fun to watch, and it was funny to watch, you know, him in person, Ernie Sabella.
Yeah, he was good.
And I was a young warthog. And it's funny. It's just,
yeah, that was great. But
there's a big fart joke in the middle of Circle of Life at the Oscars with world-class dancers. Yes,
right. And then you have the step, I'm sorry, but down in singing ability from Nathan Lane to David Alan Grier, who's a hilarious actor.
Right, and a stand-up comedian.
Right, but I don't know why that was. Like, it's not like the next logical choice in the producer's mind was like, oh, Nathan's busy on shoot that day. Somebody get me David Alan Grier. Like, there had to be. I want to know the succession plan there.
I don't know. Talk to Disney right now, Mike, because they're like, all right, multi
right.
Tony Award winning Ernie Sabella. Seth Rogen's going to do the next one.
Gaga's doing Star Is Born. Can we get Beyonce?
Well, yeah, they did okay there. But, all right, I liked all the dancers. I thought it was a funny interlude. Like, if both of them worked for me.
You liked it. Okay.
I liked it. You're right. Tonally, it is a bit of weird.
I would have rather they just not finished. Because like they do Hakuna Matata, and then they go back to Circle of Life after the Hakuna Matata's done. It's just weird.
I think they were like, all right, Can You Feel the Love Tonight's going to win.
Right. So let's just get everything out of the way.
We have to be done in 2 hours and 57 minutes. And we can't go any longer than that. So let's just make sure we smush two of these songs together. So
no, this for what it was, Circle of Life may have been one of the best Oscars performances ever, too. The choreographed high concept, again, mm-hmm. I really loved it. I just didn't understand the decision to do what they did with it.
All right, are you ready for the quickest review of a song ever in the history of our podcast, Mike? Here it's called Make Up Your Mind from the Paper.
I'm excited.
Go ahead,
this is all you.
Music and lyrics by Randy Newman. Starring Glenn Close and Michael Keaton in the movie. It was directed by Ron Howard. I remember seeing this and thinking it was okay, nothing super special. But if we ever do the most nominated person in the history of, like, Oscars and Academy, Randy Newman's going to be up there.
I would love to play all his songs on top of one another and just see if they're all the same notes.
Yeah, that's Randy. I used to have a great Randy Newman impression, but bottom line is, you know, this movie was very blah. It was fine. I like Glenn Close.
Never saw it.
You know, Renee Russo is stunning. I remember how stunning she is still. Yes, you know, presenting this at the Oscars. I don't know, but does this make me a bad person? Because all I can think of during this song is the Randy Newman parody from Family Guy.
Pretty lady looking at Randy. She take an apple off the tree. She take a bite, another bite, 3, 4, 5. It doesn't make you a bad person because I am incapable of thinking of anything else. Like every time my parents still watch Monk and he does the intro song, that's all that plays in my head anytime I hear it.
Here's your Oscar nomination, Randy. Bottom line, it's just the man gets nominated for Oscar. So yeah, I mean, more Lion King, please.
All right, let's go back. Let's finish up with Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase.
Welcome to our humble home.
You live here?
We live wherever we want.
Yep, home is where your rump rests.
It's beautiful.
I'm starved.
I'm so hungry I could eat a whole zebra.
Ah, we're fresh out of zebra.
Any animal?
It ain't no passing craze, Mike.
Hippo?
Kuna Maca. Hakuna Matata from The Lion King, music by Elton John, lyrics by Tim Rice, performed in the movie by Nathan Lane, Ernie Sabella, and a young Simba voiced by Jason Weaver, and an older Simba voiced by Toto's Joseph Williams. In the movie, it was sung by them, and at the Oscars, sung by David Alan Grier and Ernie Sabella, like you said.
Like, why cut short the Circle of Life song to make sure we can get David Alan Grier on stage?
Doesn't make sense. However, in terms of transitions, it may not have worked as at the Oscars, but it worked like a charm in the movie,
yes.
Michael. You
yes,
need to age young baby Simba up. With Timon and Pumbaa, they sing about eating bugs and living a relaxed lifestyle where basically Simba's going to be on the land.
Don't worry about being homeless, kid.
Yeah, we're your buddies. We're going to raise you. We're going to raise you with this totally new mentality.
Yeah.
Right? Which will put us at the perfect point to be re-inspired later by a return from Nala.
Very narratively important.
And could it be more beautiful to watch him walk across that log and just grow up?
That was awesome. And I'll say this, too. Funny. Funny song.
Funny song.
Well, absolutely hysterical. You hit on it before when we were doing Circle of Life, but the Timon line, or the Pumbaa lines, I'm sorry, where he's gesturing about passing gas and how nobody wanted to deal with him, and Timon's just playing off him.
His life story, to the Warthog's light story about farting in public, is just told in a 20-second vignette in the middle of this movie.
When I was a young Warthog!
And, yeah, just the jokes are funny. What's the matter with you? And then pecans with a very peasant. Crunchy, eating the bugs is just gross, and you know, rewatch this movie. This is so memorable.
And this is again not A-list guys from back in 1994, but such a memorable impact and such an important part of cinematic history. Don't screw this up, Disney. I don't think you will, but don't screw it up,
Michael. How many kids ate bugs after this movie, though? How many kids?
They're a delicious snack.
Mommy, pecans, but then...
We have to go to the hospital.
Slimy yet satisfied. Mommy, right?
And that's another reason that Mike, and Oscar say don't have children. No. I love this category. I loved, obviously, The Lion King and it being so relevant in us. Mm-hmm. Having not done a Best Original Song in a while, we felt the need to kind of do one because we are musically inclined if we are not so musically talented.
We appreciate music.
We do. We're suckers for good songs, and God knows The Lion King had a lot of them. And look, we even found a new legitimately good one by Patti Smyth there with the Trunks from Junior. So I think this was a good category for us to cover. But let's re-rank them, Mike. Let's musical perfection.
For perfecting perfection, Randy Newman is our number five.
Yes, he is. That's correct. Thank you, Randy.
Patti Smyth is mine.
No, I'm going to stop. Patti Smyth's my number four.
No, you have to keep going now. Yes, all right. Patti, of course, those are the two that I was thinking about putting Hakuna Matata at four, I'll be honest. Right. It's my three. But yeah. I was thinking about putting it four just because I was so impressed with the Patti Smyth song. But yes, Hakuna Matata is my number
now,
three.
Now, I have a pure bias as a screenwriter from my three to two, because as a screenwriter, I love the Hakuna Matata transition so much. It is so economical and brilliantly funny.
So you give a lot of deference to the writing.
I put that at number two. Can You Feel the Love Tonight is my number three, Michael.
Wow. Well, we have the same number one, I guess, because Can You Feel the Love Tonight would be my number two. And
I'm cinematically biased here.
I am too when it comes to that. The artistic display in Circle of Life and the introduction to this world you're entering.
Goosebumps. I'm like literally like shaking while I'm watching this. I have health issues and I'm not addressing.
Yeah, that's just diabetes, Mike. No, maybe the single most important song in Disney history, other than Can You Wish Upon a Star? Like, it's got to be one or 1A, right?
And in a musical, you usually have some kind of round or something, like a song in the beginning and a song at the end. And this is that song at the beginning and song at the end. So it's a circle, I guess, of life.
Ah.
A circle of the movie. It makes sense. It's perfect.
Oh, my God. You've cracked the code.
But you're right. It's pretty effed up when you think about the fiefdom that is this kingdom of lions
so
at the head
funny.
Of it. Yeah.
Great job, Screen Junkies. Great job, all the parodies of this and that's another episode. That's another half episode. Bing, bang, boom. We told you we'd get you out of here quick. And that's what we try to do with these. Just a little lighter side of MMO for you guys. We're like riffing a little bit on these songs that we in no way, shape, or form could replicate if left to our own devices. And that's why we just enjoy them for what they are and try to appreciate them. And hopefully we open up your guys' worlds as we did our own in covering this section to a whole new musical world.
Yeah, we'll put the YouTube links on our Twitter feed there, so check those out if you're up, but you can find these pretty easy.
Yeah, they're not hard to find, and just if you want to leave us any comments, questions, concerns, or do you think Randy Newman got robbed? Let us know at Mike, Mike, and Oscar on Facebook, Mike, Mike, and Oscar on Instagram, MM and Oscar on the Twitter machine, Mike, Mike, and Oscar, .com at gmail.com, and on Reddit, we were available SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, I honestly, I've lost track of how many places we are. I can't remember. Don't hold that against me, all right? I say this all the time.
I'm going to forget it sometimes. We're on the phone somewhere. Just click around.
Type it in, damn it! If you type in Mike, Mike, and Oscar, you should see our smiling faces. If you could leave us a review on iTunes, that would be wonderful. We'd really appreciate it. It does mean a lot. Be sure to be on the lookout on our Twitter page and on Instagram and Facebook pages as well. We have our latest 6 Degrees of MMO challenge out there. We're going to give it our another push in another day or two, as we usually do midweek. Yep. We hope you guys had a great back to work week. This should cap it off for most of you, but to get you off on the right note and your weekend started correctly, there's no more important time in history than right now, as Michael is going to give you words of wisdom to live by.
Yeah, I guess two kinds of things to say here, but the first one is The Lion King might be one of the better Disney movies ever made. Rewatch it. It's worth it.
It should have been in the Best Picture conversation.
Why
94.
Is it not?
I mean, 94 was a loaded year.
Loaded
we
year.
Talked about it. Did we ever release that episode?
No, we never did.
We recorded it, but we never released it. We
never released it. But also, don't let your kids eat bugs. Or maybe tell them during the kids, don't eat the bugs unless they're like, the kind of bugs you can eat, I guess. But none of us know which bugs are bugs you can eat or bugs you can't eat.
That's not good advice.
Well, in China, they sell bugs on the street, street food, and in Asian countries. But those are bugs you can eat.
If you're thinking about having children, use us as a baseline. If you agree with what we say about these things, maybe wait a couple years.
Maybe. When in doubt, don't eat the bugs. And don't let the child eat the bugs.
There you go.
When in doubt.
Sound advice to
there
get you
is.
Through your
There's
work
wisdom.
Week. Guys, reality sucks. Keep watching movies, listening to these songs with us. We'll check you out next time.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. 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 Hakuna Matata.
time.